Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. As we roll into hour number one of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. All of the features on our website are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So, Mark, as the state continues to grow and make itself more powerful and more intrusive in our lives and more totalitarian in its nature, inevitably, the state will find it in its interest, as a powerful totalitarian state, to crush dissenters.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got an interesting example of how this has already begun.
Yep. This story was given to me by Mark, our board op, and it's scary. Apparently, it was a news release from the Illinois State Rifle Association, I guess the state chapter of the NRA or something like that. The ISRA is expressing great concern over reports that the Illinois State Police detectives have been visiting the homes of people who phoned or faxed Senator Dan Katowski, that's a Democrat, Park Ridge, to express opposition to gun control legislation sponsored by that senator.
Now, that's something that normally when there's an issue that's at the forefront,
right,
that the activist groups will say, okay, here you can look at our database, get the number for your senator. We do this here in New Hampshire a lot. You call your representative or you call your senator and you let them know how you feel about a particular issue in the hopes that they will vote in the way that you would like them to vote.
You know, this is sort of what I was told in civics class you're supposed to do when you're in opposed to something that they're doing, or you want to see something done in the government. You're supposed to contact your senator. And this just goes to show what they think about you contacting them. The ISRA has recently conducted a thorough investigation into one complaint and is gathering additional information on as many as several dozen other reported incidents of police questioning citizens who have spoken out against gun control legislation. In the case investigated...
Several dozen?
Several dozen. That's what it claims. In the case investigated thus far, the respondent reports that the ISP, the Illinois State Police, detectives arrived at his home unannounced and informed him that their visit was in response to faxes he sent to Senator Katowski. The detectives then went to...
Wait a minute. The faxes were death threats, right?
No. The detectives went on to ask the citizen questions about his mental health and other personal matters. Although the citizen was not arrested, he reports...
Yeah, because if it was a death threat, they would have arrested him.
And I would suspect that the Illinois State Rifle Association would probably not have gotten behind this guy. Although the citizen was not arrested, he reports that he feels that the detectives were there to deliver a message. That is, it's not a good idea to criticize Dan Katowski or the gun control measures Katowski supports. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right of citizens to petition the government for redress of grievances, says ISRA Executive Director Richard Pearson, who I believe is a mayor in Illinois someplace.
Well, you know, Mark, even though the First Amendment does guarantee the right to petition and the right to free speech, especially when it comes to public matters in public places, it doesn't guarantee you the right not to be investigated by the cops, does it?
I guess it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
So Richard Pearson says, of course, that in the manner in which citizens exercise that right must not include any threats of harm against elected officials. When we first have heard about the ISP visits to homes of people who had sent faxes to Senator Katowski, we were concerned that some folks may have acted inappropriately, considered Mr. Pearson.
Valid concern. Some people get pretty upset about these issues.
Like I said, Pearson's a mayor, so you know he's going to be definitely falling on the side of elected officials when it comes to threats. However, upon inspection of the faxes in question, we saw absolutely no reason for the ISP to visit citizens' homes, other than to possibly put a damper on the citizens' desire to participate in the legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, we are asking Senator Katowski to produce any evidence he may have which illustrates threatening behavior on the part of citizens who have received ISP visits. That's the Illinois State Police. Said Pearsons, if Senator Katowski cannot produce any such evidence, then we will be asking Attorney General Madigan to conduct an investigation into the apparent use of the Illinois State Police to suppress the First Amendment rights of persons who express opposition to gun control legislation. The ISRA is the state's leading advocate.
Illinois,
state.
By the way, is a very anti-gun state.
Certainly, Chicago is a very anti-gun place.
The whole state, a very anti-gun, very restrictive.
It's not a good thing. Lawful and responsible use of firearm ownership since 1903, the ISRA has represented the interests of over 1.5 million law-abiding Illinois firearm owners. got his little plug-in for the Illinois State Rifle Association mm-hmm. there. Scary. Scary. That, for one, that the senator would want to send out, you know, Illinois State Police to sort of act as his thugs. Scarier that the Illinois State Police would do it.
Well, they're just following orders, Mark.
They should really look. Haven't these people ever written their senators or congress critters? Haven't they?
Probably not.
Apparently not. Apparently they don't care about that.
Their job's to enforce the law, not to try and change it.
It's not the law. You're violating the law.
Well, we are the law.
No.
Whatever we do is the law.
No, it's not.
I've got a badge.
Laws are written down.
You see this badge? It's
I
shiny.
Can give a damn about a badge.
Shiny and gold.
Why don't you show me the law? That's
I'll
another thing.
I'll show you my
cops,
gun. How about that?
That's what cops don't do. They don't bother to produce laws. They consider themselves to be law enforcers.
You should know what the laws are, Mark. It's your responsibility.
Why don't you show me if you're here to enforce it?
I don't have the law books. I just have this gun and badge now,
right.
Son. Come on.
Well,
you like this gun? I'm going to show you again.
You know, the... If they're out there to enforce laws, there should be so few laws that it's easy for them to find them to show which ones they're going to enforce.
Mm.
Good, easy laws that people could understand.
Oh, but it's so much easier to just make them up on the spot. Like, you know, disorderly conduct or some other garbage, you know, the garbage filler laws or the offenses that they just love throwing at people.
Peace.
And I don't know, I hope that one of our listeners will call in tonight. We'll get very lucky if he does, because he's got a hell of a story. Talk about bad cops. One of our listeners was apparently attacked by the police recently, and it's a very sad and sick story, and I've invited him to call in to tell it personally. There's a very long version of it on our bulletin board system, which I'll read if I must, because it's that good and that disturbing, and people really need to hear this story. So hopefully he'll call in tonight. I know he said he would. 1-800-259-9231. So the police in Illinois are going around to people's homes unannounced and asking a bunch of questions about people's mental health status because they took the time to bother to write their senator.
Well, they're just there flexing their muscles.
Right. They don't want... The senator apparently does not want to be bothered by his constituents.
Apparently not.
And this is a typical attitude that you see from a lot of these government politicians is that, you know, oh, they want to hear what you have to say before they get elected, but as soon as they get elected, then they could care less what your opinion is. And you're lucky if you can even get to talk to them, because usually you're screened by their aides or secretaries or the people answering the phones.
I've certainly sent lots of emails to and called plenty of legislators' offices. I don't think I've ever spoken to one of them.
Yeah, well, except in New Hampshire.
Right, state legislators in New Hampshire, I have.
So,
and I don't think I've ever spoken to an aide in New Hampshire.
I really am. I'm curious about some of the detail on what it was like when the cops approached this guy, and it wasn't just this guy, it was dozens of people that had been approached and questioned by the police in their own homes. What would happen if, you know, the cops come up, and this is a fishing expedition for them. They want to find something to arrest you on. That's what they're looking for.
Well, it's meant to scare you, too.
Right, well, that's true. But when the cops come around, they are looking for things to arrest you for.
Sure, if you don't scare easily, they're going to have to throw the fear of God in you somehow.
What do you think the police's response would be? I mean, considering we just read a story the other night about a cop that was peering through somebody's window for 6 minutes because it was a noise complaint, and then he entered the home without even knocking and surprised the couple who happened to be naked at the time.
Well, he was watching them have a sex through the window.
Watching them make love. And
married couple.
So considering all of these stories and how the cops tend to behave, which is they are out of line and will do whatever they want to do.
You forgot to mention that they killed the dog.
They did kill the dog. What would have happened if this guy was in the middle of being questioned by the police and then decided, you know what, I've had enough of your questions. Have a good day, officers.
Yeah.
And close the door.
See you later. Get off my property.
Yeah. What would they have done in that case? I'm curious. I can't even begin to speculate. I mean, would they have escalated?
That's all they know how to do.
Right. But they weren't there to arrest the man.
They were there to show their authority. And that guy, by doing what you would say there, would be kicking their authority into the dirt, saying that their authority meant nothing. My God, they were liable to go to the car, get the shotgun, and blow the door off the hinges.
Yeah, it feels that way, but I mean, the way it's supposed to be is that when a law enforcement officer approaches you and asks questions, you do not have to answer them. So you can close the door and say goodbye. So I just wonder what they would do. 800-259-9231. Either way, very scary stuff. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version as well. Right there, front page. Well, you can link to it from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Pop quiz. What do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute, readpi.com, is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit readpi.com today. That's readpi.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. It is Josh in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about... I like that topic you were talking about earlier with corruption within the police, but I hate to change the subject. But
you're welcome to.
You talk about whatever you want.
All right, I want to talk about movies coming out like in the past couple of years.
Oh, sure.
There have been no... I've noticed that there have been no original movies that are really good. They're all sequels. Like, it seems that the entire... movie agency has been victim to sequelettes, as I like to call it.
Well, sequels have always been popular.
Showgirls was out recently. And
Showgirls?
Wasn't it called Showgirls?
Well, I'm talking about recently. I know back in, like, the 90s.
No.
But
maybe I've got the name wrong. Sorry. Dreamgirls.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, all right.
Okay. It was an excellent film. It didn't have any automatic weapons in it.
You said you liked 300, right? That was
not a
sequel.
I liked that. But, sorry,
there have been a lot of sequels out to big movies, but Hollywood found...
V for Vendetta. That was great.
They've created a brand behind, say, the Pirates, Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever.
I know they have had originals like a couple years, like 5 years ago, not even 5 years ago, but like recently. And this is what I'm talking about. A movie series from the 80s, Back to the Future.
Great movies.
They're making new movies of Back to the Future.
Get out of here. Are they really?
Signed a contract.
Man.
Who did?
Michael J. Fox.
What?
Wow.
No, that's a joke.
What?
Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
He can't act?
That's why I said.
I hear you.
What?
Get him out of here.
Wait a minute. Is that true?
No, it's not.
Yeah. No, it is true. I'm on IMDb right now.
I have no reason to doubt him.
Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's.
Well, but he takes drugs, right? And it helps him, doesn't it?
I think he's getting rehab right now, and just so he can come back for this movie. Trust me. Go on IMDb, search Michael J. Fox.
I will take a look at it, because I like the Back to the Future series, and I don't have any problem with
sequels. I love a good DeLorean.
I don't have any problem with sequels, as long as they're good, and most of them aren't.
Yeah, but don't you think about 15 years or later, Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's.
Yes, he does.
Now.
Thanks for the call, Josh.
What?
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
What is IMDb.com? That
doesn't
come up with anything.
No. IMDb, like Internet Movie Database.
I see.
IMDb. .com. Great
site.
He's
pulling your leg.
I don't know. There's all kinds of sequels that'll come out years after you don't expect. Why don't you go look it up and you tell me if he's telling the truth or not? But nonetheless, he does bring up an interesting point, and that is that Hollywood does seem to have an obsession with sequels. But the reason why is because they're money makers. You put out one movie, it makes a profit, and if it makes a good enough profit, they're going to put out another one. That's just how the business works. Some of them are awful. I just watched the Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man the second Spider-Man, and that was terrible. The first one was pretty entertaining.
I thought the first one was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first one, and I'm not a Marvel Comics fan, but I enjoyed the hell out of the first one. The second one was awful. The dialogue was really bad, and it just wasn't as near the product that the first one was. And I don't know, the third one got... And it was funny, too, because the second one got really great reviews, in fact, even better reviews than the first one. But the third one has gotten worse reviews than the second one. So you can't go by the reviewers. You can never go by what the reviewers say. Sometimes they agree with you, sometimes they don't. So you got. I'm wondering now, should I bother seeing the third one? Because the reviewers didn't like it as much, but then again, they liked the second one more than the first one, which I thought was awful.
And everybody talked a bunch of crap about the second and third Matrix.
They really did talk a lot of crap.
And I felt like they were fine movies.
I enjoyed the hell out of
them
both.
It was the first one was a great movie, but it left a lot of directions that they could have gone with the storyline. And so they had to go a direction with the storyline, otherwise they wouldn't have had movies.
Right, I think some people expect sequels to be like remakes of the original. I think some people were disappointed in the second Matrix movie because it wasn't enough like the original. It wasn't as awe-inspiring in that, you know, you didn't just discover the Matrix for the first time all over again. Well, how could you? They'd already done that in the first one. I thought it was a natural follow-up to the first movie. I'm sure a lot of people disagree.
But at the end of the first Matrix, that Neo is the Messiah. And so by putting him on the screen and having him do whatever, then, well, you know, they limit his messiahness by just telling the story, in movie form. And I think a lot of people were disappointed by that.
Yeah, there were a lot of reasons why people were disappointed. I think a number of people didn't like the extended dance sequence in the second movie. Do you recall that? There's a sequence where all of the people in Zion are basically having this big party before the final attack.
It was like a strange orgy thing going on.
Yeah, like a dance orgy. Yes. I don't think people were actually having sex there, but at least they didn't show that. But I thought that wasn't a bad... I thought that scene, while it may have run a little long, didn't ruin the whole movie. And at the same time, I thought it was also important because it was sort of this visceral, very human thing that the last real humans were doing before the final attack of the machines, basically. I thought that was, you know, their last bash. And I thought it made perfect sense in the line of the plot. And I don't know if we're marginalizing ourselves here, Mark, talking about these films. I think a lot of Americans, a lot of our audience have seen them. I don't want to, shut people out.
And a lot
out.
Of people, believe me, disagree with us that The Matrix 2 and 3 were good movies.
I thought the third one wasn't as good as the second, and obviously neither of them were as good as the first, but I was entertained as hell by both of them.
I was. And I liked the fact that I didn't have to pay for them. Remember, mm-hmm. I got us in for free.
Yeah, that's right. That was smooth, man. That was smooth.
I got a radio show. You want me to talk about it or not?
Yeah, that always works good. And let's see, what was the one I saw? Let's see, I saw Spider-Man 2 recently.
I think that Back to the Future stuff is crap. That he was.
He's making that up.
Yeah.
Huh? And Hollywood's always been cranking out sequels. I think he was pulling our leg. But I think that to say that Hollywood's doing more sequels now than in the past, I don't think that's accurate.
I don't know. They did the Beverly Hillbillies, and I think the Brady Bunch one point. I don't know. It doesn't interest me. I don't go to that many.
You know, another movie that so many people hated that I found entertaining was Alien versus Predator. People hated that movie. They hated it. And I, as a huge fan of both of the series, the Aliens and the Predator movies, I enjoyed the hell out of it. Well, I didn't expect it to have real great character development or anything like that. It's a title with the verses in it. You mm-hmm. know what you're going to get when you go see a movie like that. Fighting and action and blowing things up.
Right. They're just supposed to take the the characters, the franchise, whatever they are,
yeah.
and fight them against each other.
Right.
You
like
know?
Freddy versus Jason.
Right. It's supposed to be silly. And it's like when 7-year-olds get on the playground and say, well, if Hulk battled Superman, I think Superman would have won. I mean, you know, it's a silly juvenile concept.
And there's a lot of that sort of fanboyism that goes on. People saying, oh, this movie ruined everything for me. It ruined my childhood. You know, things like that. Oh, please, get over it. I thought there were a lot of nice touches to that film, a lot of homages to the prior films, and I thought it was pretty well done, considering what it was. Anyway, 800-259-9231. And even though a lot of people trashed on it, apparently it made enough money because now they're making Alien vs. Predator Part 2. More on the way. This is your show. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free, no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. And that, again, freetalklive.com. You can also join us again. I'm totally lost right now. Anyway, I don't know why I'm so lost. Maybe it's because I was reading some reviews of the new Transformers movie during the break, because people are getting pretty excited about that.
Now, that's sort of live-action-ish, right?
Yes.
I saw some...
Yes, it is, Mark.
Well, I saw some previews, but I wasn't sure that it was for the Transformer movie, and it looked like...
Live-action with CGI robots, obviously.
Right.
That are very big, and they transform and stuff, and I like that.
Maybe I'll go see that. When you go see it, maybe I'll go see it.
Oh, that would be fun. You think Laura would want to go see that one?
No, that's why I'd go with you.
All right. So, you know, we haven't talked about movies in a long time on the show, and we'll talk about anything. Whatever you want to talk about, 800-259-9231. Oh, I know what we were going to do. This.
Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. KeepYourAssets.net.
Let's roll into the phone calls and talk to Adam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
I just got done listening to the show from yesterday, and you guys were talking about the Fat Socialist new movie. Sicko.
Sicko Moore.
Yes.
I actually work for the fire department here in Houston, mm-hmm. and I'm an ambulance driver.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a contradiction in believing in free markets and working for the ambulance.
Well, I've noticed a lot of people that are in sort of like the fire police law enforcement genre are very libertarian, and I don't,
if you want to help people, there's only so many jobs that are available, and if you want to be an ambulance driver, in many cases, there aren't private ambulance services for you to work for. Are there in Houston?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely private ambulance services, but, I mean, I'm a firefighter. It's just in the city of Houston, you have to, we have both fire and ambulance, and you sort of have to take your turn on the ambulance. Nobody wants to do it, but and we're
okay.
all in it to be firefighters. But either way, that should be private also, but it's not, and, you know, basically I'd feel like you got to be in it to change it. So
there are people that feel the same way as you. There are different kinds of libertarians out there. Some of them couldn't possibly ever bring themselves to work for the government, like me. And then there are some of them who want to work on the inside to try to change the system. And then there are some of them who want to work on the inside to throw a monkey wrench into the system. So,
and I've got to say that there's it's very easy to be a libertarian who doesn't work for the government and get on a high horse about people that do, and it doesn't really help the cause too much. I'm sure that we've been
I'm not on
that.
A high horse. I think everyone should do what they feel is right. Whatever they feel is the best path to liberty, that's what they should do. Anyway, what was your did you have a story for us? Or
sure. On the ambulance, I'm able to see firsthand, really, we already have socialized health care.
Pretty much.
And I'm able to see firsthand the kind of abuse that socialized health care endures and the effects of that abuse. For example, on the ambulance, people call for any reason you could possibly think of.
Right. They just want a taxi ride to the hospital rather than having to pay the taxi. They, you know, get a free ambulance ride.
Yeah, they need a bed, need a sandwich, headache, tummy ache, chronic pain, flu, 2-week-old problems.
A headache?
You name it. I've had somebody call me and say, I need a sandwich.
Okay.
And that's it.
Now, are these people on Medicare or Medicaid or whatever, one of the government socialist plans?
That's the thing. They either have, I mean, there are some people that have private insurance. Usually those are car accidents. They either have Medicare, Medicaid, or they just don't pay.
Right.
If it's a public service like ours, the city's not going to come after them. So if they don't pay, everything's fine.
Hmm.
But if it's private, they either use Medicare or Medicaid. Either way, they're abusing government money to do it.
Wow.
Right. All they have to do is call in and say, this is an emergency. I've got a hangnail. Send an ambulance. And, you know, they have to send an ambulance. And
you have to take care of them. It's your job to put that person. You can't just look at them and say, you've got a headache, and goodbye.
Yeah, right. And you can hand them a bill.
Take two aspirin. Call me in the morning.
It's not like they've got to pay it.
Right, which is the effects of socialized health care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not interested in helping them.
we get
paid by the hour, and we're just trying to do as few calls as possible, and these people just wear us out with their
And you see, and I presume you see the same people over and over again. Does that happen?
Oh yeah, sometimes I transport the same person twice a day.
What?
In the same day.
Mm-hmm. getting back home?
One lady called three times in one day. She got on another ambulance for one call and then called us twice.
Why? What's the mentality there? What goes through these people's minds? Do they like going to hospitals?
Part of it is entitlement, and part of it is just, you know, they just... They know it's wrong, but they don't care. They
throw in boredom,
paying for it, and they just don't care.
Right.
I could understand if the headache was so bad that you thought you were going to be permanently harmed. Like if it was some sort of screamingly painful headache, I could maybe understand making a call there. But you're suggesting that's not necessarily the case.
Oh well, yeah, we get that. We get that in some cases, but we also get the headache that I've had. In fact, just the other day. I've had a headache for 3 days.
Yeah.
We actually transported her to we actually have a county hospital here that gives you free drugs on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to go to the county hospital. The wait was 12 to 24 hours.
Ooh.
When we told her that, she asked us to now put her back in the ambulance and take her somewhere else.
Take her to the home. Did you take me back home? I don't want to wait that long.
We told her no.
Adam, tell me about some of the grossest houses you've been in. Because you get called to some really, really awful places. Places
actually,
that are piled up with junk, that you know, have dead animals in them. Tell me.
The only thing worse than the smell of a dead person is the smell of a live person.
What's that mean?
Just the constant creation of more smell. We picked up a lady one time that was covered in cockroaches. Bed springs were grown into her back.
Oh.
She had defecated all over the bed, urinated all over the bed.
One would assume that if the bed springs are in there, that she's been in that same position for a long time. How much did she weigh?
Yeah, definitely. Weeks.
How much did she weigh, approximately?
She wasn't bad, actually. I mean, and she could walk. It was more of a psychological condition.
Oh, God.
So
just crazy and laying in bed all the time?
Yeah, just sick.
Apparently.
People.
Apparently laying in bed and going on herself.
I don't know what we were going to do with her. I mean, we just took her to the psych ward. She didn't need an ambulance, that's for sure.
Wow.
I mean, the neighbors.
It sounds like she needs an ambulance a heck of a lot more than the lady just wanted to ride to the hospital.
yeah, but.
That's amazing, man.
I actually have a blog where I talk about a lot of these things, and that's sort of my version of activism, I guess.
Sort of revealing the seedy underbelly of socialist medicine, which is, as you're pointing out, what we essentially have in this country. It's not 100% yet, but it's well on the way there. And for those that are on the socialist dole, those that are on the redistribution programs, they take advantage and they abuse the system just as we predicted that they would, and apparently that's exactly what they're doing. Adam, do you have any other stories or anything else you wanted to share?
If people get a chance, check out crustyambulancedriver.blogspot.com for a complete reveal of the social health care system that we already have.
Great. Thank you for that, and keep up the good work. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. People call for headaches?
I love to hear ambulance drivers and EMS workers give their stories, because they have seen it all, man.
The people call for an upset stomach? Are you kidding me? Who wants to spend time in a hospital? What sort of a pathetic loser do you have to be to actually want to go to the hospital
if you're basically a shut-in and you get a small check a month or something from the government,
mm-hmm.
You don't get out to see a lot of people. People certainly don't care about you. You know, you can call somebody who's going to, at the very least, act like they care because they're going to take care of you a little bit.
Right.
Or you can end up going to a place where they pretty much have to act like they care, a hospital. That's a good thing as far as some lonely person is.
But there are church groups that go and see shut-ins, man. I mean, there are people that can see them.
Look, you know, people want
that's why they're going to socialize with the hospital workers? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think? Are you against liquor laws, but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com. udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going and buying some stuff over at store.freetalklive.com. We got the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. And only about 30 or so more of them to sell, because we ordered a limited supply of them. So if you want to get your hands on one of them, head over to store.freetalklive.com. And why you wouldn't want one of these, I don't know, because they're great. 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It's a voice recorder. It's a flash drive. It's an FM tuner, all rolled into one for less than $60. There's that variety of clothing items for our brand new Free Talk Live hoodies, two different types of Free Talk Live beanie caps. We've got the Free Talk Live t-shirt, also available in the ladies' style, the new Free Marketeer t-shirt, and more. All of the products right there at store.freetalklive.com. By the way, here, we were talking to the crusty ambulance driver a few moments ago, and he was telling us some sick and bizarre stories about some of the people that he has to deal with in his job, the people that are just mooching and taking advantage of the government systems that are out there. And he mentioned that he smelled some pretty nasty things when he's gone into homes. Somebody shot this to me over the break. A 480-pound Martin County woman has died after emergency workers tried to remove her from the couch where she had remained for about 6 years.
Yeah, I've seen this this particular article. It's about 8 months old?
No, this one's fairly old. Anyway, she died 40 years old after a failed six-hour effort to dislodge her from the couch in her home. Workers say the home was filthy.
Yeah,
and that
well,
Ms. Grimes,
she stuck to the couch,
was too large to get up from the couch and even to use the bathroom.
The weird thing is, there's people living in this house.
Really?
Go on a little bit in the story.
Everyone going inside the home had to wear protective gear. The stench was so powerful, they had to blast in fresh air. A preliminary autopsy on the 4-foot, 10-inch woman lists the cause of death. Wow, 4-foot, 10 inches,
but
and 480 pounds.
Wow, 500 pounds.
But officials want to know more.
Basketball.
Cause
giant,
of death.
Giant, with like one of those crab soccer balls that we played with when we were kids.
Morbid obesity apparently was the cause of death here. Let's see. And officials want to know more about the circumstances inside the home. Investigator says she lived with a man named Herman Thomas, who said he tried to take care of her the best he could. He's told them he repeatedly tried to get her up, but simply couldn't. No charges have been filed, but officials are looking into negligence issues. Emergency workers. Now, negligence would suggest the man had some obligation to take care of her.
He fed her.
Well, would that all of a sudden, because you feed someone once, means you have an obligation to take care of them forever?
Oh, no. I mean, what I'm saying is not that he has an obligation to take care of her, but he somehow or another helped her get into the condition she was, which is attached to the couch.
Emergency workers had to
480 pounds.
They had to remove sliding glass doors and actually lift the couch with her corpse still on it to a trailer behind the pickup truck. Removing her from the couch would be too painful since her body was grafted to the fabric. After years of staying put, her skin had literally become one with the sofa and had to be surgically removed.
I thought she was dead.
Apparently for the, I don't know, the funeral? I don't know, man. She didn't die there. She died at the hospital.
I see.
So, there you go. They had no idea. Neighbors didn't even know the woman lived there.
Why surgically removed? Just get some scissors and cut the fabric.
They didn't even know the woman lived there, the neighbors.
Hmm.
Lived on the couch for 6 years. How do people get that way? How does that happen? I just don't understand it.
Somebody keeps feeding them. I mean, if you would stop feeding her, she wouldn't weigh 480 pounds. She'd have a better chance of getting up.
It's just amazing to me. I don't understand how people can let themselves go that far. And there's a certain point at which you know, okay, I'm getting a little bit too heavy. I mean, I can understand people getting overweight, but getting to 480 pounds... at what point do you just give in? At what point do they just throw in the towel and say, I'm never getting up again?
I think there's a lot of little hurdles to becoming obese that one must sort of slide under, as it were, and everyone you slide under probably makes it easier to slide on. The first step to me getting obese would be getting out of size 32 pants. I can tell you when I was getting a little bigger that I didn't want to leave size 32s because, I have a lot of pants and I'm pretty thoroughly invested in size 32. I don't want to ever get out of size 32.
Yeah.
I was trying to lose weight and it wasn't the easiest thing in the world. So I know that there's hurdles along the way. That would just be the first step. So, you have trouble. You miss going to the bathroom one time and you're like, screw it, I'll stay here.
Forever.
That's it.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark.
Oh, hey, guys. I just want to say that I just love your show, and I think you guys are great. And I would like to bring back the topic of, reasons for going to the hospital. And the one time me and my boyfriend were making love, and my fist got stuck.
All right. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Jim.
The board op man, he is right on that button.
Well done. Let's go to Jim in Second Life. You're on Free Talk Live, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I just got done watching the Sicko movie, and wow. There were so many things in there. I mean, probably the one thing that really gripped me was that there was one scene where he was in Britain and he was talking to some guy about how they ended up getting this universal health care out there. And they take almost a pause from the interview, and he walks up to a statue of Karl Marx and idolizes it.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, wow. That sort of sums it all up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I used to be a huge Michael Moore fan. I was a Green. They should call themselves Leafy Reds, but... I used to be green. I kind of came to the dark side, and now this is the first Michael Moore movie that I watched as a critic. And when I saw that, I was like, "What was I doing all those years?" I mean,
amazing.
That was just awful. And
what did he do to the Karl Marx statue exactly?
They didn't really show him walk up to it. They showed his face, and then they turned around, and then he was kind of idolizing it, the idolizing glare. And they turned around and showed what he was idolizing, and it was a statue of the, I guess, just right above the torso of Karl Marx. And it said Karl Marx and You Workers Unite right underneath it.
And it was Michael Moore that was idolizing him, or one of the people?
Yes, Michael Moore.
Amazing.
And this was in Britain? They have a Karl Marx statue that they're...
Yeah.
Statue Karl Marx in Britain?
I don't know. He went to a few different countries in the movie, so it might have been that he was in another country when they took that shot. Hmm. I'm not sure, but I do believe that they do have some Karl Marx statues in Britain.
Jim, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate that. 800-259-9231. As you said, Mark, what else do you need to say? I mean, there you go. Showing your true colors there, Michael Moore.
You're a pinko.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Caleb in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
On my mind is Destiny's Pick. I want to bring it back to movies real fast.
What is Destiny's Pick?
You never heard Destiny's Pick?
No, I have not. No, what is that?
Jack Black's movie?
Sorry, I'm not aware of it, no. But go ahead. What's your point?
Look, it actually runs through, sorry to bring this back to some sort of 9/11 conspiracy theory thing or total control of our media, but Destiny's Pick actually does run through a lot of that in it, and it talks about how Jack Black is picked from, you know, the cast of characters out in Hollywood and decided by the elite to be, you know, a successful musician.
Right.
Anyway, I just, to talk about movies, I wanted to say that, you know, AVP, Alien vs. Predator, was an awesome movie. I love the concept of the, you know, the aliens and everything. But to continue the whole concept of the control of the media, have you guys ever heard of the show called The Lone Gunman?
Yeah, that's the movie, or that's the show about the guys from the X-Files, like the geeky dudes, the alien investigator guys, right?
Actually, yeah, you're absolutely right. Did you see that?
No, never seen that show.
Actually, you would be very, very impressed. I would actually send you $30 in the mail if you would actually watch that show.
I appreciate that, but we got plenty of people sending us money. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't really have that much time for television.
Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny is apparently what the name of the movie is, 93 minutes, rated R.
There you go. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I love this crusty ambulance driver .blogspot.com.
It really is good, isn't it?
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that on March 29th, 2006, former Albuquerque, New Mexico police officer Christopher Chase was sentenced to 15 years in prison for pulling women over and raping them.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Not for traffic violations because they didn't commit any.
He would just spot a woman that he liked and pull them over.
And one of the victims won almost $1 million in a federal lawsuit. And more recently, on June 16th, she got all drunk and everything because of, you know, the damage done to her. That was one of the things that was the emotional baggage. She went out driving drunk and smashed into a 47-year-old man and snapped his neck.
So if the cop hadn't raped her, then she probably would have gotten so depressed and gotten into an accident.
You know
what a depressing story. What's that? Quick.
Like back on 19 February of 2003, this guy decided enough was enough with the police brutality.
All right, Tom, thanks for the call. We're out of time. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Invest.